Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter. And this detail applies to the many courtrooms that the former President Trump must appear before or will appear before between now and Election Day. This has to do with the Supreme Court, based upon law that must be established. One is the immunity claim in the face of the Colorado decision to remove former President Trump from the ballot. The other is, as Andy McCarthy explains, not related to Trump directly. It has to do with the January 6th cases against many of the participants and their claim that they were not violating in any fashion the law when it came to obstruction, that is the charge against them. Two of the charges in the Jack Smith allegation against former President Trump, the case to be decided in D.C., are also obstruction. So as Andy explains, the Supreme Court must not only decide or render or choose not to comment on the Colorado case. There is the obstruction case before the Supreme Court that will not be rendered until June. This changes everything. Andy explains. He's very kind about acknowledging that it is complicated, and my calendar is overwhelmed with crossouts. Here's Andrew McCarthy on the Supreme Court and former President Trump on his way to the nomination and or the presidency.
John, I hate to throw another confusing case into the hopper. But we have yet another Supreme Court case that we have to throw into the mix. Let me first direct my comments to the Supreme Court case you just raised so we can deal with that. So this is the case that is not really related to any of the criminal cases that you just described. This is the question of whether Trump can be removed from the ballot on some kind of a finding that he is an insurrectionist. And it's a disqualification under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It doesn't arise out of any of the criminal cases. It arises out of civil claims that have been made in, I think there's upwards of 33 states at this point where, you know, some degree of litigation or another on that question has been raised, which is why it is that the Supreme Court has agreed to decide the case. And I think they're going to decide that rapidly because they jumped in to do it. They know that there's an issue about when the ballots have to be prepared and all that stuff. Trump's brief is actually due in that case today because of the accelerated schedule. And as you mentioned, that'll be argued February 8th. I think we'll get a quick decision on that. Now, the other Supreme Court case I have to throw into the hopper, people miss it because it doesn't directly involve Trump. And that is the case involving Capitol riot defendants who claim that the obstruction statute in their cases is invalid, that it's unconstitutionally vague, and that it's been applied in an unlawful way to them by the Justice Department. The reason that is so important is because in the scheduled March 4th trial of Trump in Washington, which is a four-count indictment, the two most important counts in the indictment are obstruction charges under that same statute. The Supreme Court is not going to make a decision about that obstruction case involving the January 6th defendants until late June. So it seems to me that it would be very difficult. I think it would be unseemly for Judge Chutkan to begin a case on March 4th when the Supreme Court may be deciding the central question about the case 3 months later. So for that reason, I don't see how she could proceed on March 4th.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Andy, what is your assessment of the plaintiffs saying that the statute is vague? Do they have a legitimate claim, a legitimate chance to win?
I think they have a legitimate chance, Thaddeus, although gun to my head, I think they're going to lose in the Supreme Court, but that may still redound to Trump's benefit because the issue here is what does the term corrupt mean? The statute talks about corruptly obstructing. And the reason that that word is important is constitutionally, we're allowed to obstruct Congress. We're allowed to try to influence. We're allowed to try to impede it. What makes it a crime is whether it's done corruptly or not. And corrupt is a vague term. So that's what the court is grappling with. And it has always seemed to me that it's a lot more easy to justify applying it to people who conduct a violent riot, because if you're beating a police officer, say, with a flagpole, you know that you're acting in a way that's unlawful. It's much more dubious to me to apply that statute to Trump, because Trump is not implicated in a violent crime. The theory of the federal prosecution against him in Washington is essentially that there's this cockamamie legal theory that Vice President Pence had the authority to invalidate state-certified electoral votes. And I don't think a frivolous legal theory is necessarily corrupt under the obstruction statute. There's a lot of frivolous legal theories that get advanced, and it's never been done in our law that if you advance a frivolous legal theory that, you know, you get prosecuted for a felony. So I think the application of the obstruction statute to Trump by Jack Smith is much more dubious to me than the application of it to the Capitol rioters. And even in the Capitol case, the Supreme Court may decide it's too vague and it shouldn't have been applied.
More of this later. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.